Hello everyone, welcome to DJ Pocahontas blog podcast, and today is blog 2. Well, today is June 17, 2018, 12:11 p.m. and today's blog is Belly On versus Ombre. What's the difference in which is best for you? And this is part of my hair blogs tutorials for my service hair. And of course, balayage and ombre, I'm learning how to do weave, so that's a part of the service. So if you would like to book me to be your hairstylist, your makeup artist, please feel free to email me only at toshibab@yahoo.com, and let's get started. Thank you. And today's song is coming from and wait till you too low. Chris Brown, Pills and Automobile. And wait till you low. And it's loading. All right, and here it goes. Next song is Chris Brown, Party. Okay, that's all I want to know. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, let's get into sorry about the static. My music was acting crazy. Let's get into the first half of the blog. It says, sometimes it seems like your hairstylist is speaking a foreign language. Balayage, ombre, sombre, and balayage. Translation, please. Here how to understand the difference between ombre and balayage. And everything in between and how to figure out the best hair color solution for you. Ombre, the striking hair color solution. Everybody loves ombre, who I know. What is the ombre? In French, ombre means shades or shadow. And the hair color where ombre is a dramatic two-tone hair color effect that is typically darker at the top and lighter on the bottom. Often the dark top section is your natural hair color shade. Lighter on the bottom, often the dark top section is your natural hair color shade, and the bottom section is lighter with the with your hair lighter. An ombre hairstyle can also be in color combination, natural blonde, brown, or red, or sometimes unconventional like pink, blue, green, or purple. It's versatile, customable and suitable for most long and medium hair lengths. A big plus with ombre hair color is that it's easy on the budget. You don't have to touch it up every often since the top section remains dark. The overall look of ombre hair color can change as your hair grows out, which many clients enjoy. I might get that for my 30th birthday. Oh, or the balayage. Different types of ombre. A smoother version of ombre is called sombre. In sombre hairstyle, the contrast between the two tones is softer. Another variation is called color melting. In color melting, two or three hair color shades may be used on each strand, and each strand is blended with the side of the hair color brush so that they appear to melt into each other. Like ombre, color melting can be done with natural looking hair color shades or with any other different colors of the rainbow. It's ombre for you. If you like to make a statement with your hair, if you're creative and adventurous with your personal style, go for it. Just be sure your hair is healthy to begin with. Otherwise, your hair color will look dull and will fade quickly. If necessary, spend some time using healthy healing condition treatment and hair masks to improve the conditions of your hair before heading to the salon for your ombre hair color. Balayage, the substitute hair color solution. What is? I'll be back with what is balayage. The different types of balayage. Is balayage for you? Have to care for your ombre or balayage hair color. Embrace the bond difference. Keep up your good work. I'll be back the second half around 3:00. Thank you.